Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yes, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 19, Austin, Texas. Recap of episodes 1 and 2. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
So it's finally in your city, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you haven't get to see a lot of it, but you hear them naming certain places in there. Does it give you a different feel watching it this time?
It's cool. I can't wait till I see them go out on like more dates, and I'll be able to recognize some places that they're going to. But it's cool. But what I really like about this season, it's a lot of older couples.
Yeah, they decided y'all young folks just ain't doing it anymore.
Young people can't commit. Apparently.
Hey, shout out to Bodine. Says me and my wife are checking in. As something to be said, I finally got a Peacock account just to watch Mavs. All caught up and ready to lay down the law. So we are going to do episodes 1 and 2 today, obviously, as you see in the title, and then we'll do 3 and 4 tomorrow. Now, Materialistic says they need to show more North Austin, at least the domain. Where's that, and what is that, and who is that?
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they'll get to the domain. Domain's a area in North Austin where it has those, you know, condos and all that, plus a lot of retail and shopping and restaurants. Cool area for the tech people that relocate to Austin that are, you know, 25 making $200,000 a year, software developers. It's a perfect place for them to live.
Okay. So the overpriced spot. Gotcha.
Yes. Yeah. Very expensive.
So, look, there are four couples in these first two episodes we're gonna get to, right? Let's go ahead and just get to it, man. Let's not even waste any time. Starting off with Josh and Jalen. Very interesting because, you know, they're both dog lovers and they're both looking for that happily ever after. And Josh, I think, has that happy story that, is he living the American dream? From 40K a year to $500,000?
Apparently the roofing business has boomed over the last 4 years. I don't recall, but
that's because
it's still
of the domain.
it's still kudos to him, right? If that's what he's doing, he seems like a really genuine good guy, right? So I like him off.
It's not the first thought I had.
Yeah, that's just what I thought. Just seems like a really genuine good guy. A little sensitive, but that's not a negative thing. To you it is because you don't have a heart. I get it. But for the rest of us, being a little sensitive is not that bad. Jalen is gorgeous, right? She's a realtor. She's a cycle instructor. And she wants to start to have kids when she's 30. So she's 27. But her personality and everything seems great. So I'm excited about this couple so far.
Yeah, that seemed like a lot of fun. Something to be says, Josh first gave me just salt, no fun personality, but he surprised me even after everything he's been through. Yeah, because we find out a lot about him as we go through this, right? Like Josh grew up without a dad, did a DNA test, recently met his father because one of his sisters like, hey, we match, right? His dad didn't even know he existed. That's wild.
Right.
So, but good thing for him because he's having a good relationship with him. I think he was able to get over the fact that he didn't even know he existed. It's a good thing, right?
Yeah, good enough relationship not to invite him to the wedding, but good enough relationship.
I don't know. Hey, I like you, but I don't know you like that.
I like you, but I don't know you like that. You can't come to my wedding.
To be fair, would you invite just some as a new person, a new stranger to your wedding?
Well, if I'm trying to build a relationship with my dad that I just met, yes, I would invite him. Not saying that you're going to get camera time, but I'd at least invited him. But that's totally fine. But Josh's mom, though, is the crazy part because she was incarcerated when he was 3. So he got raised by his grandparents. And for 13 years, she was locked up. And he said that he used to always talk to her, go visit her all the time. And I guess as he's become an adult, he's realized that he doesn't want her around his family. Like, he wouldn't want her around his wife and his kids. So there's more to that story. I'd be curious to know, like, you know, more in-depth detail behind that. But I thought that was very interesting.
Right. No, definitely. It comes down to something that, as they give more info on them, one of the things I didn't like is that Jalen likes to order DoorDash, because that makes me question, can you cook?
What if she can't cook?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, but what's the issue?
Is that not a requirement anymore?
No, what if she can't cook? Who cares? Can you wash the dish? I don't mind cooking as long as you can clean the kitchen when I get done.
What if she can't? Because Allie couldn't wash the dish.
No, everybody can wash the dish. That doesn't take training. That doesn't take training or special skills. Anybody can wash dishes. But I think that someone doesn't have to be able to cook. Mm. But can she clean? That would be what's important to me.
I do like that they're both not overly into spending a whole lot on clothes, right? Mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of cool too, that they're both a little, you know, cautious with their money and not trying to just spend it all. But
yeah,
Josh, as we see him getting ready for the wedding and he's talking to his groomsman, he's not having his mom there.
Right.
Did that surprise you?
Well, it did, because in the beginning he was talking about this relationship he had with his mom. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know what happened. That's what I was saying. I'd want to hear what happened between them, that he didn't want her to come to the wedding, that he just doesn't want her around his new family that he's going to be building.
Right. But not on. Yeah, because at all, like not around the family, not around the kids. He's like, you don't get to mess up anybody else's life.
Exactly.
Which tells me there's a whole lot more to the story than what they told us, right? Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think of Jalen's story about her past relationship? Because that was kind of wild.
It was interesting because she had a relationship with a guy and they broke up. And I think she quickly got into a new relationship. While she was in that relationship, her ex died somehow. Mm-hmm. And so that had been hard to deal with. But then also the new boyfriend was cheating on her.
Right.
And she's dealt with a whole lot of that, which I say, no matter how hot you are, there's some guy that's going to cheat on mm-hmm. you. It just is what it is. But so that's unfortunate. So hopefully it sounds like that she's processed all that and she's in a good place to be open for what Married at First Sight is. That she's not like some of the people we saw in Love is Blind recently, that y'all aren't ready to date and get relationships. You should totally stop.
Now, Elson, we're going to call you cold-hearted or heartless, because she says Jalen's ex passed away and she was so upset about it. Call me cold-hearted. I ain't crying for an ex.
Wow. You and Yanni are the same.
Why? Like, wow, that's a lot. You know, because just even for somebody, just it don't mean you're not saying you had to still love them. You just got somebody you cared about pass, you know? Okay. All right.
Not El Cid. She's like, bye.
Hey, she ain't the only one, Nikki B. I'm with El Cid on that. Damn.
Dang, Nikki B. Just okay. Oh, he gone?
Do y'all have any good exes that you're friends with still?
Yeah. Oh, he's gone? Okay, good. Good.
Now I ain't got to worry about him trying to call me no more.
Yeah.
Now, High Vibe has this is where we could differ, because if one of those exes that you just, hey, you know, F you forever, then yes, I get that. But like High Vibe says, depends on why he's an ex. If he cheated, one less cheat on, damn. less cheat on the planet.
Dang, High Vibe. What if he died of cancer? Well, it was like a sad death, unexpected death. Cars and hit by a drunk driver. Just have no sympathy for
none.
Look, apparently I guess none. You, High Vibe, and El Cid, if we want your sympathy, look in the dictionary between shit and syphilis. That's how one finds your sympathy.
Well, it's got to be between those two things. I figured that's where your picture was. the wedding itself. Josh gets to the altar, right? Mm-hmm. And Jalen's twin is the first to speak to him. And mm-hmm. the first thing, and I know I can't be the only one, I was like, do you think Josh is a little worried about what she looks like now? He's looking at the twin just like, I hope they're fraternal twins. I hope they're fraternal. Please, God, let them be fraternal.
she looks like this dude just with longer hair. This is not going to work out.
Okay, so it wasn't just me.
No. But I thought it was great that that banter, because you got to figure, there has to be nervous energy sitting up there. Normally, most weddings, when the groom comes up, you know most of the people on the bride's side.
True.
And you know most of the people on the groom's side. True. So in this situation, you don't really know anybody. So I like the fact that there's a little bit more banter between the groom and the family. And then even her bridesmaids were like, you were really handsome. Like, they all were like, yeah, she's going to like this guy. So all those were good signs, I thought.
It was, you know, and this is going to come up later, because I do notice when they come up and they do speak. Because, of course, you know, the family's going to take a look and say, oh, she's going to like, she's not going to like. But then that banter is always good. So to your point, great way to knock off that nervous energy, right?
Yeah.
Jalen walks out, and they're both immediately blown away with how each other looks, right? I mean, it's an attractive couple, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she says, I do. He says, I absolutely do. Are Hell you kidding yeah. me? Did you see her? Yes, yes, yes. They edited out the extra parts.
Yeah. I think they have chemistry right off the bat. Like, you can just see a spark within these two.
Right.
That is very promising.
Yeah. What about their first conversation after they left the altar? When they're sitting down just talking, and he gives her all the news about his dad, just meeting his dad. And the fact I know you're a twin. Well, my dad just had twins. But twins, before that, twins didn't run in my family. Apparently, they do.
Yeah, he's just saying he has some twin siblings on his dad's side. Mm-hmm. So from what I hear, it skips a generation.
Yeah.
So one of them, you know, if they have kids, potentially, they could have twins. Mm-hmm. So it's totally fine. But I thought their conversation seemed... It didn't feel forced,
right?
As some of the other ones. I mean, it didn't really feel forced. It just seemed very natural that they had easy, open conversation. I thought they looked really good together. Mm-hmm. And then even when they had the dance together, I was like, okay, feeling it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The interesting thing, they didn't show a lot of their conversation, but she talks about his emotional side. So obviously there's a lot that we missed. Because she said she likes his emotional side. And fellas, take note of what she also said here. She likes the fact that he looks her in the eyes when talking to her. Which is, I didn't realize that's not a thing that a lot of people do.
Some people don't. But eye contact is a whole vibe. Like, I would feel weird talking to somebody that doesn't make eye contact. Mm-hmm. And man, you saw that probably as a kid. You know, I had young cousins, little black girls that have their eyes looking straight up, but mad going off on you. You're right in front of me, but they're looking straight up. You're like, what are you looking at? Well, just look me in the eye.
You really gonna go that far?
Yeah, if you're gonna be mad at me, just look me in the eye. Tell me why you pissed.
Because you're you.
Yeah.
By the way, something to be wanted to let you know that twins don't skip a generation. Take it from a twin and an extended family that's rich with twins. I'll be honest, my wife is a twin. I was scared when we got pregnant, because I'm like, uh-oh, please let there only be one. And he had my mom on the side. Is it two? Stop it.
Well, I said, I hear it skips a generation. I'm sure there are one-offs where it doesn't. But and Yanni, we weren't pregnant. She was pregnant.
No, that's because you ain't married. Trust me, when you haven't had a pregnant woman in your house either. So
I'm sorry, I don't believe that. When guys like we're pregnant, it's like no, it's no we.
It's called
She's
family,
pregnant.
Buddy. It's called
okay. You say what you want.
We call it. It's called family.
Yeah, empathy pains, right? Empathy pains. That's what you're getting.
I say I had the pain. I just said we. Because look, thank you, El Cid. We were both expecting.
See, no, we weren't pregnant. You both can be expecting, but we are not pregnant. One person's pregnant.
When she has the cravings, we got to go get it. So, yes, we are pregnant. MWA, I knew Tom was going to call out about that. Yes, because he's petty as shit.
Yeah. It's facts, though.
You and high five. That's her baby. No, and not, hey, not when the little one pisses her off. Then it's my baby. It's my child at that point.
It ain't no we. Nuts. You both aren't spitting out pieces of placenta. It's one person that's dealing with all that. Sorry.
To Elsa's point, we gained weight. We did.
That's great. We can gain weight. We are not pregnant. That's my whole point. We are expecting a baby. Yes, I agree with that. We are pregnant. I don't agree with that.
Oh, my God. Look, the reception, of course, the obvious question comes up about consummation, right? It always comes up. We have to have this. I know this made you smile because Jalen is down.
Yeah, Josh exceeds her expectations looks-wise. Mm-hmm. So she's already saying she's down to kiss and cuddle. Mm-hmm. But she'd probably be down for more. But again, I always ask every season, why does this come up? Like, I've never been to a wedding that I was in and been like, producer. Hey, so tonight, y'all get back to the room. You smashing or what? Like, I just would never ask. I just find it odd that they, even the producers have them do it. I just find it odd.
Yeah. Well, the producers, you got to have it for TV, right? Josh gets to meet Jalen's family. Of course, she doesn't meet his because they're not there. The advice that he got from Jalen's dad, which, by the way, I do like the way Jalen's dad talked to her, you know, that pregame pep talk, going into the talk he had with her before she got to the altar. And then I kind of like this advice that he gave to Josh in front of Jalen's mom and saying, you know, learn to communicate. Wish I'd learned that in my marriage.
Yeah.
Good advice.
It's great advice. I mean, look at, why did my last three relationships end?
Because you communication.
I can communicate very well. Apparently, I attract people that can't talk to me about shit, but talk to everybody else about it.
It's because you're hard to talk to.
Of course I am. Yeah, that has to be what it is. I'm just a hard to talk to person. But communication, and I've learned this from a lot of married couples who got divorced. Yeah. People have been together for a long time. The common theme that they have is you got to be able to communicate. You got to be able to talk to each other. And what I'm hoping for this season is to see a difference in the communication from these older couples compared to what we're seeing from the younger couples. But we'll see when we get to episode 3 and 4.
Now, Josh gets invited to a wedding. Come to find out, it's Jalen's mom's wedding, who's also marrying a stranger. Mm-hmm. Did this throw you for a loop, or were you just like, oh, whatever?
Well, I'm like, it's whatever, but it's very interesting to say, hey, I'm also getting married at first sight tomorrow, so you should come to my wedding. And what I think is going to be odd about this, because every time they have these weddings, then they go to the honeymoon, and what do they all talk about when they get to the wherever resort they go to and all the couples get together? Who had sex? And I'm just wondering, are you going to have this conversation with your mom? Is he going to be talking to his new stepdad, you know, stepfather-in-law or whatever? And just like, oh, man, yeah, we were going to town last night. Woo!
How was it? Oh, mom and daughter. She get it from her mama.
Did she do the move? Yes. She did that move with me, too. That must be where she gets it from.
Something to be says, I'm not sure how comfortable I am with Jill and her mom doing the show together. It's a bit cringe, but it's lovely to see the support from her mom during the wedding.
Yeah.
So you don't see it cringe. You just think it's going to be interesting.
I think it's just going to be interesting. I don't think it's cringe. It's odd. Mm-hmm. But Married at First Sight in general is odd. So, you know, we're in this 19 seasons and we started doing this in season 13 for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm used to odd. So I don't see that being a big issue. I just think it's interesting, but I'm curious to see how it's going to play out.
Right. It will be interesting. Will be interesting. Thank you, Sly Ace. Says, of course, I would like the father-daughter chat. Girl, dad's awesome. You hear that, Tara?
Thank you. Nope, I didn't. I didn't hear that.
Didn't even read it either, did you?
Nope.
Hey, appreciate everybody who's in here right now, man. Whether you're watching this now as part of the live crew or watching it later as part of the replay gang, hey, do us a favor. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts, RGRT Pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time with Terrell. I told you I'm going to do that every time. Story time with Terrell.
I'm going to make that the cover. and to everybody listening on podcasts on your favorite platform, thank you, too. Do us a favor. Leave a 5-star rating and a quick review. You can say something bad about Terrell if you like, as long as you leave a 5-star rating.
And you won't be the first or the last.
It won't be the first or the last, and we will read it. Right, yeah. Next up, the token black couple.
Representing all the black people in Austin.
Well, I understand there are more people now than there were about 10, 20 years ago in Austin, besides at UT. So, but we get Brittany and Will, and they look like a good couple on paper, right?
Right.
When you hear about them and what they do and this and the things they're saying to the experts, they sound good together.
100%. He's a tech consultant in the tech industry. She's an HR business partner, human resource business partner in the tech industry. So they have those things in common. Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting that she wants to be a contestant on Jeopardy. I was like, where'd that come from? But that's fine. You know, have your goals. But I feel like personality-wise, they just seem a little bit different because Brittany to me seemed, in the intro part, there was nothing she said I thought was crazy. Mm-hmm. Will, on the other hand, because Brittany was saying that she's open to her partner being more experienced sexually than her. So it tells me Brittany wants to try some stuff. Will said that he had one girl that she wanted to put a finger in his butt. He was like, nope, not putting that in my butt. I'm not going to put it in your butt. Our butts are safe. I'm like, why would you say that on TV? I don't understand why you would say that.
Deja's right there with you. He's weird.
yeah, I'm just like, why would you say that? It's weird.
Well, okay, it may be, but interesting, I think, coming from Brittany, growing up in a two-parent household, but she's never seen her parents hug or kiss. Mm. What? How?
Yeah, it's possible. It's highly possible.
Jeez.
I mean, it's highly possible. Like, I didn't grow up seeing my parents be overly affectionate around each other. But my dad was, you know, stationed in different countries a lot of times, so he wasn't there. So I didn't see a lot of it. Not to say they didn't have any. I just didn't see a lot of that. But I think there are some people who that's just not their thing, especially in front of their kids. But I like the fact that Brittany recognizes that and says, hey, I want something different when I get married. I don't want to have a relationship where we don't show affection to each other. And now it's just like we're business partners. And we're going to have a couple kids.
That's a great way you put it. Because she said, I don't want a relationship like my parents. I mean, I don't mean it like that. And that, which is crazy. Because like something to be said, she came from a two-roommate household, not a two-married couple household. But, I mean, you know, it feels like they may have slept in separate rooms. I don't know. We don't know that part. They're still together. They're still good. Now, Will said he's dated women who he was extremely attracted to and women he appreciated their mind more. Something you know nothing about.
No, I've never appreciated someone's mind over their looks. I got to be attracted to you, and then I'll figure out your mind piece. But if I'm not attracted, your mind could be awesome. You could be freaking Ben Franklin. I'm not interested.
Let's hope it's not Ben Franklin.
Yeah, I'm just saying you could be as smart as Ben Franklin. I'm like, I'm not interested. Your mind could be amazing, but no, I got to be attracted. I can't make out with your mind. I can make out with your face.
Marjan brings up a great point. Jalen said the same about her parents, but they stayed together till children got older. Right. But they stayed together for a reason. And as soon as the last one got out the house, they were like, deuces, we out. They're still together. There's a difference. There's a difference. Elson Terrell tells his truth, number 53. Does Will need new friends, though? Because they're laughing at the fact that he's educated. They're laughing at his vocabulary. You know, the words he uses, like litany, verbose, gregarious.
You seen those IG videos? I've sent you some where, like, I mean, black people would pick on each other for anything. And so he's using big words like, look at this dude acting all smart. Just making fun of him. Somebody went to school and read books. Ah!
Yeah, I know. Yeah, like, why? Here's the thing I do like about his friends, though. I do like, because he's talking about, yeah, well, you know, she's this, she's this. I hope she's this, she's that. And they're like, hey, you're a catch, too. Don't forget that. And I like that they told him that, because sometimes we forget that.
100%.
Brittany said something that worried me. Tell me if I'm wrong for being worried here. Her last long relationship was 10 years ago, right? I think it was 10 years here.
Yeah.
And everything since then has not made it past the 3-month mark. And I'm worried that we're about to find out why.
Yeah. I made a note, red flag. Huge red flag. Because again, in 10 years, all your relationships don't make it past 3 months. Mm-hmm. The common denominator in all your relationships in 10 years, you. So. You can't tell me all men ain't shit and all these, there's bad dudes. No. That's on you, Brittany. There's something wrong with your picker that you only last 3 months. But I think we're going to learn more about her personality. And I think we might see why people have been like, yeah, I ain't dealing with that.
Yo, you're not the only one waving the red flag. Deja, red flag, materialistic, red flag that's on fire. Assumed to be, shocked to hear about it. Red flag, young girl, Cheryl, Brittany's the problem. So, yeah, it's like, everybody sees it as a red flag. And we'll see it. We know we'll see it, right? We also find out some sad news from Brittany. And this is going to be her mom's first chance to see one of her daughters in a wedding. Because her sister, who was married before, previously married, passed. But she didn't have a wedding. And she passed during COVID. So the mom's emotional. Brittany's emotional. This is going to happen there later on in the reception. There are a lot of emotions happening this day.
Yeah, it is. And I can't imagine what that's like to go through something as meaningful as this wedding for not only Brittany, but also for a mom. And to have that one person missing. Because how many weddings would we seen where they save a chair for that person? And no matter what, it's just it for those of us that feel emotion, it's touching. Every time we see something like that. So for those that don't feel emotion, I get it. You know, Yanni, El Cid, high vibe. Don't feel anything. But I'm sure this was emotional. It was emotional for both of them, and I get it.
We get to the wedding. Will walks in, and it seems like every woman on Brittany's side starts to swoon. Mama even pulled out her handkerchief practically and started she was about to just throw it all away,
just dabbing.
What'd you think of these two when they get to the, because they seem genuinely happy when they see each other, the actual ceremony, which I thought these ceremonies were extremely quick. They edited everything out.
Yeah, they did. And honestly, I think they can edit out the vows. We don't really need those. You wrote vows to a stranger, doesn't mean jack at the end of the day. But I get it. Still, this season, it's speeding up really quick. I thought that they were both really attracted to her. When Will walked out, Brittany's friends are like, oh yeah, she's good. Because they knew that, so they're going to be just fine.
Look at this. Dee Hardaway says it gave him the big head. Because you know he had to hear that, right?
I'm sure he probably heard it.
Do you think he heard that scene, their reaction? Did that give him some confidence or give him some worry, you think?
I don't think it would give him the big head. It would maybe give you a little bit of confidence that her friends are like, okay, yes, she's going to be attracted to you. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that means that he's got it in the bag and we're going to smash in 6 hours. Like, I don't think that.
after the actual ceremony, the post-convo, as I like to call it, they have the champagne toast. Well, the champagne sip. Okay, my bad. Yeah. Let me rephrase this. Will had a champagne sip.
Yeah.
Brittany had a shot.
Take it to the head. Take it to the head.
Is it me or was that conversation strained?
It was for me. And the best way I put it in my notes is they don't really seem to have any chemistry. You know, it feels like their conversation is kind of forced. It doesn't seem like it flows naturally. And so I'm thinking this is just nerves and they'll get a chance to get to know each other better and we should see some better interactions with them. But just watching them from this point, I'm like, God, this seems awful.
Mm-hmm. It was. You know, where it really got awful for me, where it really got, as your girl Cheryl said, cringe for me, is when they're talking about the pink. And she's like, see how I did? I didn't know how you like my claws. She described them perfectly well. Dear God Almighty. I would have been, the minute she walked down the aisle with them nails, I would have been like, I'm good.
Them extra you wouldn't have gotten married? What if she could take the nails off and just go shorter.
I told my wife this. She's like, so if I walked in with nails that long, she's like, I told her, no, we wouldn't have made it. She's like, you're lying. I'm like, no, I'm dead ass. We wouldn't have made it.
Yeah, I think those nails, I don't like long nails like that at all. I find it unattractive. But if you like somebody or you're getting married at first sight, you can say, hey, how dedicated are you to those nails? Because I personally hate that. But if that's like you're 100% who you are, great. Because I think sometimes you look at some people that cosmetically, it's like nose rings. I hate nose rings. Mm-hmm. Now, if I met a girl that I really liked, I'd be like, hey, how attached are you to the nose ring? Because I really don't like that. But everything about you is great. No, I hate nose rings. The little loops in them, I just can't stand them. I just can't. Okay. I lose interest.
Here's where I have a problem. Because not only did she have those long-ass nails and let it be known, she keeps them that length because she did let it be known. Because then she tried to lie to this man and say, I work out with these. I work out 6 to 7 days a week. You goddamn lie. Stop it.
Hold on. She could potentially work out 6 to 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. Now, what she's actually doing in those workouts could vary, right? So if she walks for 10 minutes on the treadmill, that's a workout. That counts, you know. So I don't want to assume that she doesn't work out. But no, she doesn't give off the 6 or 7 day a week CrossFit vibe of people I know that work out 6 to 7 days a week. I'm not getting that.
Stop it, Lucy B. Not even that. Stop it. Yep, there you go, your girl, Charles. There you go.
Yoga. Like how many girls you know that I do yoga 6 times a week. Okay, that's just stretching. It's not quite a workout.
Oh, my God. I did. A lot of people say they don't like the nose rings either. NW, I'm with you, Terrell. I have the nose ring. It always looks like a booger.
Yeah, I just don't care for it. I don't know why.
It depends on which type of nose ring it is.
It doesn't matter. There's no... If it's like a little stud or something, again, a nostril, great. I'm talking like the loop.
Yeah, but that's the one that looks like the booger on the other side.
But the hoops that are like in right there?
Okay, the one...
The little hoops down there? How about the one on the side? I don't like the hoops on the side. No.
Jesus Christ. Braids. Hoops. Jesus. Okay.
Hey, I like what I like.
At the reception, this is where we talk about how awkward the conversation got, but I thought this got even more awkward when Brittany asked, what are you most looking forward to when we get to the room? Wink, wink, hint, hint, what you want to do? And he's like, sleep.
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 Now. I want to go to bed.
I'm asleep.
Yeah, I want to go to bed. It's been a long day. I was tired. I'm like, dude, you are 30.
Right.
When I was 30, sleep would be the last thing on my mind if I'm about to lay in a bed with someone else. So
your new wife that you just met, that you're attracted to?
Yes. I mean, yeah. Exactly. College. How many times do we know someone for an hour and we hooked up? So it's not like I got to get to know you long, but. Back then, when at 30, I would have been wild. And I just wouldn't have cared. And maybe he's not, I'm trying to think why he would say that. Maybe sex isn't that important to him. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why he thinks that.
Deja's throwing up the red flag on that. Because, to your point, when you're 30, you're like, all right, how many rounds are we going? I'm tired. We might have to go one or two.
Yeah, I'm going to get two. And I'll get you another one in the morning.
2-1-0 you want.
Get you another one in the morning. Yeah, get you two. I'm gonna wake you up in a very happy way in the morning.
Yep. Elson says he's not that attracted to her. Yeah, people are starting to question that part of it too. Oh man, y'all really going that way already? Y'all, come on, man. I'm not even gonna put those up.
Jeez.
I'm not even gonna.
Yeah. Dang. How do we jump to that conclusion?
Already?
Yeah. How do we jump to that conclusion?
So Will talked about his sister calling him a neat freak, right? Mm-hmm. And that's when Brittany says, "Hold my beer. Let me show you what a neat freak really is."
Yeah.
What do you think of her hotel routine?
I find that odd. You know, I've traveled around a whole lot. I've been in a lot of hotels. And you still come across these people that bring their sanitizer sprays and they want to spray the whole room down. They pull all the sheets and covers off of the bed and they brought their own. They bring their own towels instead of using the hotel towels. I'm just like, I just don't see the point of all that.
Right.
But do you, if that's what makes you feel good at night, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to, there's certain things you don't touch. Like, don't touch the curtains because no one cleans those. They don't change those.
Don't drink touch the out curtains. Of your glasses because they only put Windex on
it. Yeah, don't drink out the glasses in there. Yeah, the remote, you might touch that, but have some sanitizer. But when it comes to the sheets and the pillows, I'm like, I know they changed that. I'm just going to go to bed.
Yeah. I didn't get that either. The thing that I like from their reception, though, was when Will sat down to talk to Brittany's mom and dad, Clarence, because Clarence tried to grill Will. And yeah. Will was like, hold up, let me show you these 10 toes and how strong they stand.
Yeah, Clarence's like, what's your profession? And what sports do you like? So Clarence is trying to build some common ground, which that's what men do with each other.
No, he tried to emasculate him from the get-go the jump.
When you try to meet another man, is what do you do for work? Hmm. All right, I can't relate to you on work. What sports teams do you like? Can we align on that? Mm-hmm. And then still didn't seem there was any alignment. So then he went to Jesus, and he was like, "So are you Baptist or Catholic? You know what is?" And he's just like, "Yeah, I'm not really religious." They're like, "Excuse me."
Yo, I love the way Will stood on business in this conversation because the way Clarence said it first, this you saw the judgment. I know Will felt the judgment.
Hell yeah. So you do believe there's a God, right? And he's like, well, I call myself agnostic. And you've heard me say this to people. Do I believe there's a higher power of some kind? Yes. Do I believe there's a white man in the sky that has the ability to fix all our problems? No, I don't believe that. You know, and I think, and then what was funny is Will took it a step further and started talking about the Catholic Crusades and all this stuff, how many people were killed in the name of religion. And it's funny, like, those are real things.
Yes.
But you talk to people who are very religious, all they can say is, well, God works in mysterious ways. It was all in his plan. They can't admit, like, hey, some of this sounds a little messed up.
Now, Bodine says Will has no tact. The dad was trying to find some common ground, and Will was oblivious. Well, no, look, did you notice when Will said agnostic and the mama said, huh? And he went to go and explain because he's like, oh, this is just like talking to my friends. Let me handle this. And that's when he decided, oh, well, at least all your parents are at least Baptist. Let me tell you why I don't believe in these different factions, these different gangs.
Like, Jesus. These gangs. I'm with the Catholic Crips. You know, I used to like the Baptist Bloods, but, you know, they got a little too crazy.
Nikki B says Will is rude even if he's right. That I can see, but if they're trying to, it's not that Clarence left it alone. He kept coming at him. At some point, he's going to have to fight back because what's the next thing he told him? He said, hey, my daughter's strong-willed. Are you?
Right. Can you handle her? And when he said that, I'm like, 3 months. Mm-hmm. Now I get it. This is why her relationships last only 3 months, because that strong will stuff. A lot of guys don't want to deal with that type of personality. If you could come at me all strong will, nope.
Mm-hmm. Sly says Will needed to shut up. Wrong road. I get it.
No, be yourself. Yeah, be yourself.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a great question, Elsie. Because handle your daughter. I thought that was kind of wild to say that. Can you handle my daughter?
He knows his daughter.
But Because here's where I didn't like how that conversation went, is because Will said, yeah, I'll be able to handle and control. And that word control, hold up, wait a second. We need to go ahead and annul this right here, because there ain't no controlling going on, right?
He's not going to control her. Mm-hmm. But handle her being a strong-willed person, I'm sure. But I don't think he's trying to say that he's going to control her.
I hope not, because, yeah, that didn't sound good. It's going to be interesting with these two. We got two more to get to, so let's run through. Let's get to this next one, Derek and Megan.
Yep.
Megan has two careers, family business and a realtor.
Yep.
And she feels like she'll be good with arranged marriages. Like, she should have been born into that kind of culture. Does make a perfect match for Married at First Sight?
I don't know, because my question is why. She's been single for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Or let me back up. Mm-hmm. She hasn't had sex in 2 years. Mm-hmm. But she's been single for a while, so I don't know what her dating experiences have been like. And I'm sure when you're working for your family, kind of a startup type deal, great. I think Derek, because of his background, he's a co-founder of a health and wellness business. He's well traveled. I mean, there's so much upside to Derek.
Interesting life.
That I think that Megan could really fall for a dude like this. So, like, I see why the experts put these two together. She wants somebody driven and ambitious. She's introverted. He's extroverted. Like, I get why they put these two together.
Now, she, even the high vibes calling Megan a lie. She hasn't had sex in 2 years, but both her and Derek want it daily when they get married. So that's another reason to put them together, right?
I'd assume so. And I agree, High Vibe. I don't believe anybody hasn't had sex in 2 years.
Oh, my God.
You might want to tell people about it, but you've had something. I couldn't go 2 years and not get in the holiest of holies.
That's because you also don't have what they call the rose. So there's you don't have
the rose.
Yeah.
The rose.
The rose, yeah. A rose.
Yeah. Yeah, no. But I'm not going 2 years. I'm sorry. If I got to spin the block, like, hey, look, I know I haven't talked to you in a while, but it's been a year and a half since I had some. I don't want to increase my number. What you doing later? Can you help a brother out?
Mad Dax says, Megan's mom was weird AF. Indeed. I think she's just a piece of work, right?
Yeah.
It's her way. She's one of those my way or the highway type people, right? She's been married 43 years and... Is it because her husband's afraid to leave? Because he may need to blink twice if he needs immediate extraction. We never see him, but I'm just saying.
I think that's they've been together 43 years, and she still gets excited to see him. You know, I don't think she's mean. Mm-hmm. I just think she's very skeptical of this process.
Yeah.
Because it is so different, right? I mean, for any of us, you know, us normies, right, that live in the real world, we couldn't imagine doing this and getting married at first sight. And so she takes marriage so seriously to be that together that long. I think she's just skeptical of the process. I don't think she's mean. Now, does she dominate Megan and treat Megan like she's a teenager? Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, she does that.
T-Money Baby says, I love Megan's mom. She gives me white Lynn Whitfield vibes. And every time I think of Lynn Whitfield, you know the movie I think of. So that doesn't make it any better.
Who's Lynn Whitfield?
Really? What was that? What was the movie again? The one with Martin Lawrence. For the life of me, I'm drawing a blank right now.
Thin Line? Thin Line?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. That one.
God, I was like, who's that? You know I'm not good at that.
Yeah, I know you're not. I know you're not. What'd you think of the gift that Megan gave Derek, the ice bath?
So, have you done an ice bath before?
No.
I've not done it since I ran track in high school, and I hated it. And there's no way I'm going to get in ice cold water and sit there for 3 minutes. Not going to happen. Mm-mm. You know, I don't mind doing a cryo chamber where it just blows the cold air on you for 2 minutes. I'll do that. I am not getting in that deal. So it's great that she got it for him, but I thought it was really nice that he actually did it. He got into it and sat there for 3 minutes. I was like, look at Derek really embracing the whole process.
I would have told her I did it, but I'm with Deja. Ice bath is a strange premarital gift for a stranger. Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Nah, ain't happening. See, I want to make sure we get everything clear so there's no mistakes at the altar. No, just shrinkage. Yeah. Look, the wedding, when you think about the wedding, Meghan is not having anybody walk her down. She tells us about this, right? She's going to walk herself down because her dad just had surgery. Understandable, right? He had cancer. He had skin peel on his nose just to get everything right. So he can't be out there in the sun. He can't be out there on camera. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know her brother's super private, but this is your sister.
Right.
Show your super private ass up for her for this 5-10 minutes on, and you're good.
Right.
Right? You could do that. No, but... And then she has to go ahead and lie to us and justify, well, I don't feel like anybody's giving me away because I'm so independent. Blah, blah, blah. I'm giving myself away. Stop it.
Well, her mom could have walked her down the aisle.
Okay, touche.
Her mom was there. Mom could have walked her down the aisle, but she chose to go solo. That's totally fine. It's your day. You do it how you want to do it.
Yeah, true. Derek gets up there, and the first thing I notice is that he doesn't even speak to anybody.
No. I mean, that has to be very awkward, but he could have started joking and talking to people just to take the edge off and loosen them up a little bit, because you can tell he is super nervous.
Right. He is. And he's all he could do is his hair.
Yeah.
Swipe it back.
Yeah.
Then here comes, this is what made, their wedding was the most awkward I've ever seen on these 19 seasons of Married at First Sight. This is the most awkward, because just like High Vibe said, here comes Meghan walking awkwardly down the aisle, looking like she's walking into a coffee shop.
Yep. And I was like, when she gets to the altar, did you notice how she stands there with her hands on her sides? just stands there like,
we gonna do this or what?
Yeah.
Look, and her hands were turned the other way too.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's just weird. I'm like, why are you standing like that? Put your arms down. Grab a bouquet and hold on to the flowers. Like, that's what your hands are for. But just stand there and be like, yeah, I do.
Monica says her hands on her hips was driving me mad. Sly says they probably knew this was not going to work.
Yeah.
And Lee asks, is that the power pose?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, my God. T-Money, she's built like a capital P. Stop it.
Wow.
That's hilarious. That's actually hilarious. Stop it. What'd you think of their post-conversation? Because I got nothing out of it. Because these two, the extrovert and the introvert, apparently are both introverts, is what it seems like.
Yeah, so they're both attracted to each other.
Yes.
Which is great. But, you know, Meghan says that she's from Baton Rouge. So Derek's first thing is, hey, I love crawfish, which I'm with you. When I heard it from Baton Rouge, I'm like, yeah, maybe she's a Saints fan. Mm-hmm. Totally cool. But watching these two talk with each other, it's like there's no chemistry there.
That's what
it just seems very odd, worse than Will and Brittany. It just seems like there's just not a lot between them.
Now, Sinan's fan says they look like brother and sister to me. I wouldn't be attracted either. However, they seem to be attracted to each other, right? And he loves her big blue eyes. And she loves his blue eyes. They look at each other, and as we find out later, you know, she likes his abs too. So, which she didn't know was there at the time. So she still likes him, right?
At the reception,
we find out the things they don't like, which is the music.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Like, she loves everything. Oh, you don't like country?
Yeah.
Because I've been on dating apps, and I'm like, if you're hardcore into country, I don't even. I want someone to go two-stepping with. I'm like, nope. It's not big.
I know the theme behind all those country songs.
Not doing any of that. But he's into the EDM, the oof. So that could be an interesting mix. Now, she said that her and her friends, every, January?
Yeah.
They go to Mexico for this country music festival.
Yeah.
I'm like, great, you can still do that. He doesn't have to go with you. And you don't have to go with him to an EDM concert. Y'all can have your separate things. I don't see the big issue with that.
And you also don't have to keep going to that. Shit changes. It happens. The things you used to do, you didn't want to do it anymore. So, okay. What'd you think of Derek sitting down with Kathy, Megan's mom?
Well, he knew it was awkward because he can just see her face. So when they were dancing together, he's like, "What's up with your mom? Like, why is she looking at me like that?" I mean, she was eyeing him the whole time. So I think he just went into it head on to see what she was going to come at him with. And she starts out with, "Well, you're not a serial killer, are you?" Which, what would a serial killer say?
Yeah.
No, I'm
yes,
not.
I am.
Of course I'm not. Of course not. So me? Would I do something like that? No. Yeah. But she's, again, I think she's just very skeptical of the whole deal. And I don't think there was anything Derek could have said that was going to put her at ease. Mm-hmm. So I just thought, I thought he handled it as best he could.
And she was very clear that she did not like the concept of married at first sight. But even then, she goes over to talk to Megan and the rest of the bridesmaids. And she's like, "What's wrong with you?" Because she sees her crying. Just, and you can tell that she's just very rigid. And that's obviously the way, because you see Megan's reactions to her mom's and what she's saying when she was getting ready for the wedding. You see this, right? But she said, "Okay, I like his parents, even if y'all don't make it." That's the second time she's made a reference to them not making it.
Yep.
That would be irritating. On the wedding day, your mom keeps saying, "Well, if y'all don't make it."
What'd she say before the wedding? "You know, 50% of marriages end in divorce." And all I'm saying is, it's nothing bad. It's a good thing. Sometimes you got to get divorced. Like, that's what she said. And Megan's thinking, "I don't need to hear this right before our..." Well, now they're to get married.
At all. That it's so counterproductive, right? Now, of course, they have to ask, "Oh, you think you're going to have sex?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'll find energy if I need it." I'm like, again, I'm with you. I tend to ignore that. But ever since you pointed it out, it irritates me just as much as it irritates you.
Yeah. Every time. "So y'all going to do this or what?"
Right.
Like, why do you want to know? It's just weird.
"What, you're going to give me some pointers?" No, you're not. Stop. Yes.
"All right, Terrell, what you want to do is..."
Oh, my goodness. Hey, thank you to everybody who is watching this and listening to this, whether you're here right now as part of the live crew or watching later as part of the replay gang. Please do us a favor. If you haven't already, please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support this channel, join the regular guys by becoming a member. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to random thoughts and RGRT pod reaction videos and more, including members only live streams for story time with Terrell.
And to everybody listening on just the audio on your favorite podcast platform, thank you too. And do us a favor, leave a 5-star rating and a quick review, you know? Not
yes,
get
please.
Too long. Yeah. It doesn't matter what you say in the review. It could be good or bad.
We're going to read them.
Yeah. It could be bad about Terrell, not about me. Great way to make it about. Last couple. I thought this was actually going to be, when I saw this in older couple, I'm like, oh, okay, this is about to be Jalen's mom. And then I saw Rhonda. I'm like, nope, definitely not Jalen's mom. But
yeah,
I thought Pat riding a bike in flip-flops and a helmet should have disqualified him from being on the show in the first place. Then I remembered, it's Austin.
It's Austin, Texas. He's 59. Still riding a bike, still being active.
But
nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. It's Austin.
Okay.
Here during the summers, I can wear flip-flops everywhere. I'll go to Sullivan's in shorts and flip-flops and a shirt and go get a nice steak dinner. Like, I don't see the big deal.
Okay. Okay.
It's one thing I love about Austin. You can do that.
Rhonda had been married twice before.
Yeah.
Had 4 kids. She got her first divorce was because the guy wouldn't work, which is kind of wild.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one only lasted 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
Any red flags here?
Well, yes. The first one, no.
Seriously?
Not so much. Yeah, here's why. I say red flag is not so much on the first marriage that just didn't work. He didn't want to work. I totally get leaving that one.
Mm-hmm.
The reason she got married again, what she said was, you know, she started thinking about her kids not having that family unit and having both parents in the house. So she wound up finding somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And got married, and then 18 months later they get divorced, which to me, she picked bad. And then she just focused on raising her children all these years And now here she is, you know, getting married at first sight with Pat.
Yeah. And she's got a lot of energy, right?
Yeah. But, to be 63, thinking, she's awesome.
Yeah, a lot of energy. We find, and she's 63, Pat is 59, and it found out that Pat left, he was previously married, you know, two sons, but he left his last, his wife, his ex-wife, after the sons were grown and out of the house.
Yeah.
But he was miserable for all those years because the sex was bad. And y'all thought these rocket scientists were boring. This man was like, no, the sex was. So I had to leave.
Yeah, but the question is, what made it boring for for him? Was there no countdown, like, before she has before she has an orgasm? Is he expecting
10,
9, 8, 7, lift off?
It's funny you should say that, because when he and his brother were talking about the lift off and the this, and I was like, are they talking about sex? Because that's what it sounded like. It was bad. I was just, okay. The other thing, and I'm sure this just fits her personality and you're probably going to like it, but Rhonda's decision to wear a red dress instead of a white dress at the wedding.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Why do people wear white dresses at the wedding? What does it symbolize?
The same reason they wear veils, which they shouldn't.
What does it symbolize? Purity, right? Mm-hmm. You've been married twice. You've done this two times. Mm-hmm. And you delivered four children. This purity thing's out the window. Wear the red dress. She looked great.
People wear veils acting like they're virgins. Yeah,
but I'm just saying, she went against the mold and just did her own thing. That's what I like about what she did. Like, you don't have to go with what society says, do. You don't have to be in your third marriage wearing a white dress, knowing we all know you're not pure. It's not saying she's dirty or tainted, but you get what I'm saying.
Anitra says, I loved her red dress. Bodine says, because she with the noobs now. Elson wants to know, what does that red dress symbolize? If you think about it. And T-Money Baby says, their color scheme was cute. So, because the thing I noticed, she was in red, her groomsmen, everybody else, her bridal party was in purple, right? And she's, it seemed like he seemed to match that as well. So he had the red tie. So obviously they got some notes. He knew, he wasn't surprised to see her walk down in a red dress, right?
Right. But I don't think Pat had an issue with it. I thought he liked it. I mean, no, he was smitten by her when she came down the aisle. Mm-hmm. And I just loved her whole vibe and her whole energy.
Yeah. He definitely seemed to like it. I wasn't sure how he would take it, but he did.
Yeah.
It seems like they both like each other. They're both attracted to each other. The wedding goes through. They had the vows were cool. But what about the kiss?
Okay. Out of all of Married at First Sight that I've been watching starting back at season 13, this couple had the longest wedding kiss.
Was it awkward?
I've ever seen. It's not that it was awkward. I think it's just awkward because we're looking at a 63-year-old and a 59-year-old makeup.
Yes.
And so it's not that it's awkward. It's just not what we think of when we think about couples making out. We don't think of people in their 60s, you know, making out. But the fact that they totally embraced it and kind of went all in on this, compared to a lot of the other ones, they're like, I just met him. He's a stranger. Mwah. Peck.
Yeah.
Oh, they went all in on the kiss. I was like, good for them. That's how older folks do it.
Even with his mama sitting there.
That's how older folks do it.
But like Karen said, they had chemistry. Yes, indeed they did. As they're talking after leaving the altar, by the way, Dee Hardaway says they also had the best hug. Pat drops the line that he's living with his mom. Did you think Rhonda was going to have an issue with this? Because this, you've had an issue with the younger man doing it. This is a 59-year-old man.
Well, I think we thought that because of Married at First Sight Chicago and Michelle having an issue with David living, you know, in his parents' basement. But his reason for doing it makes sense. You know, his mom's 84 years old.
Right.
Dad passed away a few years ago. So he's there to help take care of his mom, and he's a caregiver. That's different then I stay in my parents' basement and they come wash their clothes while I'm sleeping.
Leave David alone.
I'm just saying, that's very different. Well, he's not there anymore. He's living with Madison and happy as a fly on shit. And I think
they
it's
are living
great.
Together. Jeez, guys.
Yeah, he's living with her. Her place.
See, here we go with this weird pregnant again.
But they're happy. That's all that matters. All that matters is they're happy. They're still together. They're engaged. I'm excited. But I think I thought, you know, from last season when I heard the you live with your parents, I'm like, is this going to be another Michelle situation? But once he explained it, I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
Lucy B says he didn't even use the old my mama lives with me line, though. Yeah, because her house.
It's her house.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either. Okay. But, you know, here's the thing I did like, though. Rhonda is like, look, I got a confession to make. I was like, oh, boy, what is this? And she looks him in his face and goes, I forgot your name. And I laugh because I'm like, you know what? I do that, too. Anybody totally have me, I forget your names. Name immediately.
I do all the time. So I get it. I didn't feel bad about that. But it seemed like their communication and interactions after the wedding, the chemistry is there. To me, more than any of the couples we saw previously. The other three couples, to me, I think Jalen and Josh are really
they have great,
probably yeah. tied. Probably tied there. So I'd say they're very equivalent to Jalen and Josh, just an older version.
Now, High Vibe says, I have more issues with her taking off her shoes at the reception and running onto the dance floor. I knew I wouldn't be alone in this because when she did that, just running, you're going to take, and granted, Pat did what he was supposed to do. You're smitten with this woman. You want to make sure you get some tonight. You take your shoes off and you prance around that dance floor too. And he did. But did you have an issue with her doing that? Let's hear.
I don't have an issue with it, but
I don't think so.
From how do I word this? From my experience, that's something white people do. Like that's just they'll run around with dirty feet on the dance floor and just have a ball. Mm-hmm. And I don't see that at black weddings.
Okay. No, okay, maybe not at black weddings, but let's not act. Okay, and Sly, exactly. Those dirty. All I could think about was the dirty feet. You better jump in that shower and wash them feet extra. But there were times, and this was an easy way to X somebody off the list. At the end of the night at the club, you see them girls walking out with the heels in their hand. Your ass should have worn some flats. Don't you be walking on this nasty ass club floor barefoot. And it wasn't white women. It was sisters too doing that. So I'm not going to let you do that.
I'm just saying from my experience at being at different folks' weddings. I'm talking weddings. I'm not talking the club. I'm talking weddings.
Okay.
I've only seen people take their shoes off at white weddings. I've never seen people of color do that.
I'm trying
not to say it doesn't happen. I've done a lot of weddings. I've not seen it.
I've DJed a lot of weddings. So, yeah, you're going to make me think on that. yep. Cheryl says, wait, Terrell, I'm black. And yes, back in the day, those shoes came off.
At weddings?
Kevin said,
at a wedding.
Kevin said, don't black people take their shoes off in the clubs in Louisiana? Hey, baby.
No.
They do. In South Carolina, too. Elson says, Terrell, rule 63, don't take shoes off in public. You're not saying in public, just on the dance floor, huh?
Well, I don't see why you want to take your shoes off in public unless you're like trying on another pair of shoes at a shoe store. That valid. But
understand,
if you're going to walk
a man that doesn't take his shoes off in the house either.
If you're going to walk around HEB and be like, oh, man, my dogs are barking and take your shoes off and walk around HEB barefoot. HEB is a grocery store in Texas for those that aren't in the Texas area. No, I just don't think that makes sense.
Tia says, I mean, at least have a pair of footies in your bag. Bare feet is crazy. And Monica says, hey, I've done it at weddings. Mm. And Cheryl says, our feet hurt too. You try wearing heels.
No, Cheryl, that's why I don't wear heels. Because I know it doesn't feel comfortable. But y'all want to wear stuff that looks cute, but it's painful. It ain't worth it. Get you some flats and enjoy your day. Or put on some tennis shoes under that dress. That's common now.
Right. That's what my wife did. She's like, I'm not
walking. Yeah, throw some chucks. Yeah, throw some chucks on under that dress and just have a ball. But just to take your shoes off and walk around barefoot? Barefoot, yeah. No socks, no stockings, just barefoot. That's disgusting.
Yeah. Barefoot as well. But, you know, it happened. He had fun. Anything you think about him talking to her sons? Because, you know, they seem very uncomfortable in the tuxes, even though he called them James Bond. But you could tell that's the first and last time they're wearing those tuxes.
Yeah, no, they don't look like regular tuxedo guys. But I think he did the best he can. I mean, she has older children, and he's just trying to get to know them. You know, there's no easy way to do that. So I think he's just trying to connect with them on some type of level. And right. I think that from what I've seen with her kids, they seem to be very open-minded type young people, that they're not going to judge this whole process because they know their mom really well.
I'm about to say, they grew up with her their entire life. There's nothing she does that surprises them.
Yeah.
Nothing. And I like that because they're not like, oh, mom, stop. They're just like, okay, that's just her, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, in high school, they probably thought differently, but, you know, they've changed now.
Possibly.
End of the night, they get back, and everybody else is in the room. They're outside chilling by the pool and popping bottles. And then Rhonda decides to issue a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Let's jump in the pool. And Pat's like, all right, cool. Let me take off my, with everything on. Lego.
I mean, great. I couldn't imagine doing that. You know, when I was at your wedding, I couldn't imagine jumping in my tux in the water just for fun. And then I got to give that back to the tuxedo guy. No.
But would have told you, nah, keep that.
More power to him.
Here's the bill.
Yeah, more power to him. If that's what they wanted to do, more power to him. But I wouldn't have jumped in. I just got down to underwear and t-shirt or something and jumped in like that. I wouldn't have jumped in wearing a tux.
Oh, my God. When you said that just now, that just reminded me of a really bad story. And we'll save that for story time.
Story time with Yanni.
Oh my God. People say, Sly, boy, shenanigans. They're not the only ones. They're not the only ones who jumped into a pool with clothes on. Stop it. And I've not seen it. At least they took the mics off. You know, production made sure. Hey, before y'all do that crazy, come here. Give me the mics real quick. So they look like fun. Out of these four couples, let's go really early in all of these, right? Of the couples we've met so far, Josh and Jalen, way too early predictions. Are they going to make it? We haven't even gotten to the honeymoon yet.
It's hard to predict. So far, things look positive. I'll say so far, I feel excited about these two.
Me too. Will and Brittany.
Negative.
Right there with you. See, we're in sync right here. Even Elsa, nobody makes it. I don't know about nobody. At least one makes it, right? Derek and Megan.
Negative.
You see, this gives me, I think they could. Or they can, I'm up in the air for me with them this early. I have to see, right?
It's going to be a lot of work. It's going to be a lot of work. It reminds me of, you know what they kind of remind me of? What was the couple, was it Nashville or Memphis? I thought it was one in Tennessee. But yeah, the dude that had the beard, that they lived in the same complex.
Yeah,
Nashville. And she had the salon. Mm-hmm. It's like they were really nice. They were attracted to each other, but there was just no chemistry for them. That's what they remind me of. Clint. Right. Yeah, that's what they remind me of. Clint, and I forget her name.
You know why I don't... Only reason I don't think that is because I think... You've heard the clips before, leading up to before the four episodes dropped. There was one of, we've been having a lot of, they just seem really attracted, and some of the stuff that came up, I don't know. I'm iffy on this too. I'm not gonna say no. And Gina it was Clint and Gina.
Yeah, there you go, Clint and Gina.
Yeah, you gotta thank y'all for that because I sure didn't remember. And then Pat and Rhonda.
So far, it seems positive.
Okay. Way too early predictions. Here we go. You got three nopes and one looks positive. I've got a yes. I got a yes for. Well, we both have a yes on.
No, I said we had a yes on Jalen and Josh. Yeah, and I said no, yes to Pat and Rhonda so far. Right.
Yeah. So you're right. 2-2. I am 1-1 and 2 maybes.
Yeah.
I can't commit on Pat and Rhonda yet either. So we'll see how this goes. I am Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Hey, make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT pod.
High vibes a trip. Send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit from the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.